The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
For those of you who don't know, I would like to introduce you to a Buddhist word. And the word is... Wait one moment while hearing assistant devices are going on. Maybe start over again. So I want to introduce you to a Buddhist word, and the word is papancha, papancha. And in my little mind, long ago, I connected it to this, I guess it's a song from England, about Britannia. Britannia rules the world. Papancha, papancha, papancha rules the world. And my apologies to the English if that. And so papancha is usually translated into English as proliferation of thought. And expansion of thinking into abstract thought and thoughts gone wild. So there's thoughts, there's thinking, ordinary thinking, that is ordinary part of life, and then we get caught into our fantasies, our imagination, our abstract thinking. And we kind of rush off into discursive thought, into conversations, into imaginary worlds. And this movement into this proliferation of abstract thinking and ideas that loses touch with a little bit with reality is called papancha in Buddhism. And a big part of Buddhist practice is learning how not to get lost in that world of papancha, in that world of abstractions, abstract thinking. It turns out that the word papancha comes from the word, at the heart of it is the word pancha. And pancha in Pali means five. And some people think it means like going off thinking in five different directions at once. That kind of, you know, rushing off and breaking. Maybe sometimes thinking is very fragmented and jumping around to all kinds of places. The proliferation of thinking. So someone told me recently in their family that they have adopted the word papancha as something they tell each other, hopefully just in the right way. You know, that's papancha. You know, like that's just kind of, you're spinning out into, you know, thinking and thought. And I don't know if they tell it to each other, but maybe, you know, I'm papanchaing. That would be better, right? Though sometimes someone who cares for you a lot might do you a big service by saying, I think you're caught up in papancha right now. And it's taking over. So one of the interesting things that that happens to some people about when they get caught up in papancha and a lot of abstract thoughts and thinking is kind of like the center of gravity of where their physical energy is, where their attention is, where their life is, kind of, you can feel it almost, is up in the neck and up in the head. Sometimes you can feel it in their voice. Somehow maybe a little contracted around the voice box, and there's a lot of energy there, and kind of the center of gravity of kind of where the attention is maybe in the control tower, which some people think is in their head, and so they put a lot of attention up there. And so kind of like everything kind of goes up, it's kind of top heavy in the mind. And it's interesting to just feel the physical effect of papancha, the physical way that when we're really lost or caught up in thinking, where our center of gravity is, where we kind of reside, where we think we are, where the energy is, where the attention is, where the stress is, where the tension might be within us, and how much of it can go up in the head. And the alternative is, one alternative is that can be very healthy, is to be, like I said earlier in the morning, be in your torso, in the trunk of your body, to kind of be centered. When I did Zen training, there was a lot of emphasis on keeping your attention in your hara, just below your belly button, kind of just, not only kind of 2 inches below the belly button and 2 inches back in, because of the kind of a being grounded and centered, kind of like having a, it's kind of like become a little bit, they had this doll in Japan, it's kind of like a, one of these plastic blow-up, maybe clown dolls that they have in the West. But they have this Bodhidharma doll, which is this ancient Buddhist Chinese monk named Bodhidharma. And so he's sitting there in meditation and wearing his clothes, but he has a rounded bottom. And so no matter how much you push Bodhidharma over, he always comes up upright. And so because he has this firm, rounded, and, you know, heavy bottom, it's like a sailboat that has a, you know, like a keel that's heavy, and so it brings the boat back up again when it gets pushed over by the wind. So by keeping your attention having a sense of your weight or your presence or your, you feel kind of settled in, relaxed into your lower torso, you have this ballast, you have this more resilience. It's easier to kind of be pushed around by the winds of society. In a way that it's much harder if you're kind of top-heavy. A sailboat, which is top-heavy, all the weight's on the top of the mast, it's not going to last very long. It's going to fall over. And so I think if we're top-heavy with a lot of papancha, one or two things are likely to happen. Either you're going to be pushed around by the winds of society and words and activities of other people, what's going on, and be kind of, you know, overwhelmed by it, or you're not going to notice. And because you're so kind of caught up in your own inner landscape and thoughts and world, and there's a fair amount of time where we don't really take in what goes on around us well enough because we're in papancha, we're thinking too much, outthinking the world around us and lost in fantasy and ideas and fears and concerns. So papancha, so this proliferation of thoughts. And it's fascinating to watch. You know, you're minding your own business, having a good time, whatever, and a single thing happens. An event, a phone call, an email, someone says something happens. And then to watch, to go from a state of little papancha to a lot of papancha. And you watch the world of imagination come into play, and to recognize what is an imagination, what's imaginary. It could be you have really good imagination for the future, and you have a great ability to predict the future, so your imagination is really reliable. Maybe you're one of those people, and so maybe it has a role, you know, but most people find that the world of imagination, when they don't recognize it as imagination. They think it's the truth. So to recognize, oh, I'm imagining what's going to happen, imagining tomorrow or the next day, or I'm imagining if I'm going to be homeless if this goes any further. Yeah. Or whatever. And so to recognize what's an imagination as opposed to what's a little bit more grounded. Imagination might be accurate about the future, but to not see it as imagination sometimes gives it too much authority and we get weighed down by it. And to see is to watch and see what kind of thinking goes on, the kind of ways in which we rush off and jump around and bop around to different ideas. And what gets triggered inside of us that fuels the papancha? Is there a lot of emotion? Is there shame? Is there anger? Is there fear, anxiety that's part of it? What is it that comes along with this papancha? What are the beliefs about how we solve our life problems? If we just can, if we think about things long enough, we'll find the solution. And some of you, I think, the track record of succeeding that way is very low, given how much time you spend thinking. And but we keep trying. And but this idea of being grounded and being kind of in your body, in your torso, in your belly, learning to have a relaxed belly, not everyone finds this useful to feel themselves resting and at ease and relaxing into, kind of like the pelvic cavity can hold you and receive you if you just kind of release yourself. You don't have to hold yourself up out of the pelvic cavity. You can relax and let the pelvic cavity hold you and receive you. That to be there and to feel like that's more the center of who you are rather than the world of thoughts, then our thinking becomes much wiser. Then thinking has a chance to be a little more relaxed, more open, and have a different source of wisdom, source of what kind of informs it, than if we're up in the head and jumping around and kind of filled with papancha. Because generally papancha is not a source of wisdom. It's a wonderful thing to be a human being. It's a wonderful thing to be breathing and have a heart and have a mind, to have all these capacities we have. And this idea of being careful with papancha is a way of safeguarding what's really wonderful about who we are and what can really move through us in a very nice way. So learning to see through the tricks of papancha is not meant to belittle you, but it's meant to kind of enhance you and enrich you in your life. So I hope that understanding your papancha better is in fact enriching. So thank you. Mm-hmm.